This is Honest Reporting with Simon Plasker, keeping an eye on media bias and fake news.
Hello and good afternoon, Simon Plasker. Happy 2019. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Simon, you are leading with a headline which just blows the mind. Financial Times, Israeli plants guilty of colonization. Care to explain?
Plants?
No, that's what it says.
As in herbs?
As in growing vegetation, yes.
Flora?
Well, why don't we listen to Simon? Hear what he's got to say.
Because, let's find out from Simon.
I mean, this is bizarre.
It really is bizarre. It is the second week of the year, and already we have a contender for the most ridiculous anti-Israel article. I saw this and I was, my jaw dropped because this is an article in the Financial Times by an academic. I use the word academic loosely here because this was something about a photographer, and the article is called Plants, Power and the Israeli State, and it attacks Israeli shrubs and trees for, and I quote, erasing memory of other peoples.
Ooh.
Now, what is this all about? This is, it really is bizarre. I mean, I think there is a place to, you know, there's some value in researching how plants and infrastructure affect the public sphere and, you know, society and stuff like that. But when you're analyzing the state of Israeli plants and gardens, then you've got to wonder what is going on in the person's mind, because they're literally full of photographs of like trees and picket fences, and it's just weird. I mean, one of the photographs here, it says it reveals the way in which the civilian and military occupation overlap, and in this photographer's words, you plant a garden when you intend to stay. Well, yeah. I mean, no one's leaving, and you know, why are we trying to make this into something far more than what it really is, which is basically Israelis enjoying having some trees in the backyard. Instead, we're talking about all of these being framed as designed with the aim of transplanting Israelis onto land formerly populated by Palestinians, and it's just bizarre, really bizarre.
So you can just make up absolutely anything about Jews or Israel, and people will believe it. Why do you think that is, Simon?
I wish I knew. But, you know, I think the bigger question here is, how is a newspaper like the Financial Times, how is something like this even deemed worthy of publication? The mind boggles. It really does.
Have you spoken to the editor?
I haven't spoken to the editor. I presumably, after reading this, they're probably, maybe they're growing their own sort of plant and smoking it.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, the sad thing about an article like this is, what does it mean for the future? This is not saying, I'm recognizing your narrative, there's a chance for peace, let's talk. This is trying to delegitimize the other. I mean, if it's gone down to the level of plants, then what is there to talk about? And that's what
this is. So it's difficult. All about delegitimization. Essentially, you can take anything within Israel and try and find some way of turning it against the country. For example, JNF, it plants trees that weren't necessarily indigenous to the region. So of course, you know, a lot of people take that and say, well, you know, you've just transplanted colonial trees into Israel.
Completely insane. You have another headline which is interesting. Academic distorts history on anniversary of Gaza operation.
Yes, I think this is important because we are approaching the anniversary, the 10th anniversary of the end of Israel's 2008-2009 Operation Cast Lead. This was, if people remember, the first of a series of operations against Hamas in Gaza. And essentially, it was in response to indiscriminate rocket and mortar fire fired from Gaza towards Israeli civilian targets. So, bearing in mind that this created a huge, uproar at the time, it's not surprising that some of the media are now going back and looking at this and finding ways to try and bash Israel again. So in this case, we have an Oxford University academic. He's actually Israeli, but he's anti-Israeli. His name's Avi Schleim. And according to him, Cast Lead was simply a one-sided massacre. And he talks about the evidence pointing to a deliberate and punitive war of aggression. Now, this was a war of aggression despite the fact that Israel was responding to thousands of rockets during that period. And I think what's worth noting here is he uses casualty figures to try and prove the point. So we had he quotes a figure of 13 Israeli dead, but sort of 1,400 Gazans dead, including children and 5,500 wounded. And he claims that 83% of the casualties were civilians. Well, that's incorrect for starters. We found where he got his source from. It's from an anti-Israel Palestinian organization. But I think what's more important here is the way that people use casualty figures as a moral barometer. So therefore, if Israel only, and I use only, loosely, sure, only 13 dead, then clearly it's not fair because the Palestinians had so many more. And he never explains that Hamas was embedded in the civilian population, which of course led to higher numbers of civilian casualties. He doesn't mention about Israel's enormous efforts to prevent losses of innocent lives. And, I think the main thing here is, why are Israeli casualty figures lower? Well, we go to greater lengths to protect our own people. And I think it's worth remembering, back in 2008, 2009, we did not have the Iron Dome. We were relying purely on Israeli airstrikes and our army to try and neutralize the rocket threat.
Simon, I'm going to have to cut it there. We don't have time. We're going to continue this with you next week, though. Thank you for your time.
That's Simon Plosker. He's the editor of Honest Reporting. Go and check out their website, honestreporting.org.